In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Governor Jared Polis gave his annual State of the State address at the Capitol Wednesday, but things were different from previous years. CPR's public affairs reporter Benta Berklin was in the chamber. She says the difference is largely because of social distancing guidelines and other health safety measures during the pandemic.
There were not as many people here, and so the legislators were spaced out. Typically, senators come in into the chamber and sit next to a House member. We didn't have that this year. It was more muted just because you didn't have the quantity of people in the room itself.
That's CPR's public affairs reporter, Benta Berklin. Two Colorado universities earned a top score in a national study examining diversity in teacher preparation programs. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Fort Lewis College and the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs received A's. That means their future teachers are more diverse than the teacher workforce and their local community. Research shows there are academic gains among Black students who have even just one Black teacher. The report also examined admission scores. It argues tougher admission standards yield higher quality teachers. Colorado got lots of B's and C's, but graduate programs earned F's. The study was conducted by the National Council on Teacher Quality, a Washington-based group. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Kirkland Museum of Fine and Decorative Arts in Denver is temporarily closed after a water valve burst during last weekend's freezing temperatures. Evaluation of the damage is ongoing as the museum dries out, but it appears that most of the damage was to the building rather than the art. The museum is expected to stay closed through March. It's 15 degrees in Denver, zero in Meeker. This is CPR News.